All right, let's do a Flowing with Famous.
5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all things Fresno podcast, where we break down all of Fresno's arts, entertainment, politics, pop culture.
Yes,
I am here. Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Josh. With me always is Mike C. of the Dork Network.
Dorktown.
Dorktown. I get it wrong every time.
Dorktown. It's fun. Let's see how many times we get it wrong.
Fresno podcast guru, Mike
Yay,
C.
podcast.
Here with me.
Yay, Fresno.
Talking all things Fresno.
All right.
We took a little break for Halloween.
We did miss Halloween. The Halloween week was busy because... Yeah. Fresno is just busy in October.
It is.
You have lots of things to do. And
then, you know, you have to go.
We lived life.
You have to dress up and go out.
Yeah.
I didn't do that, but most people do.
You went to a party.
I did. I was at a party.
There's some audio evidence on the Dorktown podcast. But you stayed out of it.
I stayed out of it. Thankfully.
Stayed professional.
So, yeah. But we're back and we're here to talk about Fresno.
More Fresno.
Everything, all of the
we
good stuff about Fresno.
I don't know any other city that has their own culture podcast. I try to find them
and I haven't found
I haven't found one that directly is like, yeah, that's like Flowing with Famous too.
But in whatever city.
Yeah. But I haven't searched every city, but still.
Well,
if you know of one, let me know.
Yeah.
TheFresnan@gmail.com.
That would be interesting. I would like to become sister podcast with them.
Let's get a sister podcast.
In Scranton, wherever.
Reno.
Yeah, Reno. Reno would probably be the place. Yeah. If any place, it would be Reno. So, let's see. What do we have to talk about? There is lots of stuff.
But I heard that Peeves,
AKA
the old Fresno Brewing Company, they did a Kickstarter.
They did
or something?
A Kickstarter, yeah.
And did this happen?
Oh,
did
man.
They, did they make
They did.
It?
Yay.
Now they have money.
So
now it's just like everybody just does a Kickstarter. Like, I need money.
Right.
Let's do a Kickstarter.
You know, yeah.
Right now.
I wonder if Kickstarter, if there ever will be a point where Kickstarter is just like, it's done and people are like not using it anymore.
Oh, yeah, there will be.
But maybe not, because I think it's a really awesome way to do things, because it directly involves the people that your audience, let's say.
Your audience gets things for investing in you.
And I mean, I think that's a great way to go about it, because much better than, let's say, going to the bank or... you know,
better than just straight up asking, hey man,
or yeah, just
I
asking,
need like a grand, bro.
Right.
And then, like, well, what do I get?
But
I just need a grand.
Let me tell you, I have been going to Peeves more and more, actually, lately. And I'm really excited about it. I think it is the missing component of downtown, and also a missing component of the city. Here's what I mean by that.
Yeah,
you know how every city has that place that's just like, super weird and quirky, but if you go to that city and you do like Yelp search for like restaurant, bar, like whatever, it always comes up like, this is the coolest place in the world. And there's always something weird about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you go
it's
in
not just
and
some straight up place.
Right. The waiters treat you weird, or like they all have like matchy, I mean, they have weird off brand, you know, dishes or something, you know, like, I don't know.
Off-brand dishes. I see that. Yeah, I see that all the time.
You know what I'm talking
Yelp
about.
Reviews. Well, if it wasn't for the off-brand dishes, I would have enjoyed my dinner.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a place it's just a weird, like, off-the-wall place, but everyone loves it because it's you won't be able to find that anyplace
it's
else.
Unique. Yeah.
In any other city, right?
Right.
And this is what Peeves is to me now. It's become, and Fresno Brewing Company was sort of like that, but I think the addition of food has really
food helps.
just helped it. And just the overall atmosphere of the place.
Kind of cleansing of it and cleaning it up.
You know,
stuff.
I went there the other day, and Craig Charton, who's the owner, was like walking around in this like workman's apron, and he had his dog there, and the dog was running around.
Peeve.
And it was just like... And oh, and then the Fresno Gooners, who are the like Arsenal soccer team,
fanboys,
fan club or whatever,
yeah.
They were there, so they were like setting up, and I had this really awesome breakfast, and it was just really, it was great. I was like, man, I have been wanting this. I didn't even maybe know I wanted this. Until I had it, but once I had, I was like, "Oh yes, this is what I've been wanting."
It's like it's one of those things where like only a Fresnan that is locked into the scene,
right,
knows about and like kind of gives a crap
right.
about.
But I could also see it becoming one of those places where it's you know Saturday, Sunday packed.
Right.
You know, and you have to wait to get in and all that. I mean, I could see it becoming that kind of place.
That would be amazing.
It has that
if I were
sort
to
of
go
vibe to it.
To the Fulton Mall
right.
on a weekend
and have to wait
for
to
something.
Get in. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. If you went to some place that wasn't Olive Garden and had to wait,
yeah,
it would be great.
That wasn't a franchise.
Right. So anyway, So they had a Kickstarter it's a dual thing. One is Peeves Public House, which is like the bar restaurant portion, right? And they have bands come and play, and that's already up and going, and they have their a decent selection of beer that's always changing.
Yeah.
Which I like that they kept that from Fresno Brewing Company.
Yeah, they kept that.
You know, they kept that sort of vibe.
Our buddy Matt from The Perfect Pour
right?
is a bartender
right?
there, so he's got influence
right.
there.
And they actually had Taiga Sequoia made a Peeves Porter
Ooh.
That they're serving tonight, this
Ooh.
Very night for our
And we're here sacrificing,
wah, wah,
making
wah.
A podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that part of it. The other portion, and this is what they raised the money for the Kickstarter, is the local market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be sort of like a
yeah,
grocery
I don't get
store.
That. I don't get that. I don't get that yet.
It's going to be sort of like a grocery store where they have... Well, it's going to be like the, you know, the indoor farmers market thing they were talking about having
right.
that day. It's going to be sort of like that. So mm-hmm. you'll be able to get local cheese, local milk, you know, local bread, people baking bread, you know, local produce, all of that kind of stuff there.
It sounds odd, and I want to see what happens.
I'm super excited because... eggs, locally grown
locally,
eggs.
Like backyard eggs.
Right. So I love it because I'm thinking that I may be able to go there and get everything I need
for your day.
Life.
Yeah.
And sure. not have to go to Save Mart or...
Well, I'm living Fresno, organic Fresno.
Right. I don't know. So I'm very excited.
Like, I don't need any of the outside world.
Yeah.
I've got Peeves.
I live downtown, and I've got Peeves.
I can walk over there, bike over the Peeves.
That makes it actually scary.
I would bike
scary.
If I was live where you were live.
Yeah.
I would bike.
You would bike? I walk. It's very quick.
Yeah, that's a bike. That's long enough. That's too
that's
long
okay.
for a walk. Bike it, dude.
Several blocks.
You cut your time in half.
True.
Then you have more time to like think about more podcasting stuff.
True. All right. Fair
You're
enough.
Like, I'm gonna go do
what
a
can we...
podcast thinking session now
at Peeves.
Yeah, at Peeves.
Maybe we podcast from Peeves next time.
Sure.
I mean, we've tried that before and it's never worked out.
Yeah.
Very
Damn,
well.
We podcasted from there,
but we haven't podcasted from
like,
Peeves.
I'm just thinking on the history of it.
No, I don't think so. Milano? No.
Milano's.
Whatever it was after that? No.
Yeah. But
Fresno
we did
Brewing
a we
Company.
Did an eat off. Were you part of that eat off?
I was part of the eat off.
Yeah.
I did not win.
That thing. I didn't win either. Ed Stewart,
Ed Stewart
won.
Won, yeah.
But no, I went there when it was the Fulton. That's how old I am.
Oh, wow. Nope.
I saw bands play there when it was the Fulton.
Nope.
What's up?
I do not remember that. It was probably slightly before my time.
Yeah.
So anyway, Peeves. Congratulations.
Traffic or no, it's still going okay.
Yeah. I mean, and to me, that's the other thing that they have managed to get. I have gone there at different times during the day. Morning, early morning, middle of the afternoon, lunch times, right after work, late night. Always seem to have a decent crowd. Maybe not huge.
Right. But there's
decent
like...
decent crowd the whole time.
You don't walk in going, what
right.
the hell?
And it's sort of the place where you go and you know that you're going to see people that you don't hate, generally, right?
Right.
That, yep. Or people that, like, you may not know them, but you can kind of assume that they're on the same...
They're okay.
They're on the same page.
They get it.
The wavelength as you are, you know?
They get it.
Yeah.
If they're in Peeves...
Right.
Middle of the day, they get it.
Right.
And the, or they're unemployed, one
well,
or the other.
Yeah. And the dog's there, so it's just,
yeah,
it's good.
Cool.
I'm really looking forward to
and
seeing
what else
they could
do. And then you go, like, suck it, Portland.
Right, I do. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't even think about Portland.
Yeah, right.
Portland. So.
It's always looming. It's a cloud, dark
it is.
Cloud
it's
that
a dark
looms
cloud
over
that lives over
Portland.
Fresno, known as Portland. At any minute, it can take any one of us.
Yes, any one of us could leave
to
Portland.
Could be lost to Portland.
I'm going. I don't care about the rain. I'm leaving. They have more bike lanes.
Right. The next podcast, you'll
more
hear me
beer
going,
and bike lanes.
Sorry, man. Portland.
Portland, bro.
And then you know what
they
you would
a river.
Say? You would go.
Like, we have a river, too.
I understand.
But their river runs through the middle of downtown. Our river runs through North Fresno.
Right. We can't. We don't want our river downtown.
Our river is natural. Our river runs through urban. See, that's what Portland sucks, man.
Portland,
the river just
suck.
It's just water. Have you been to Portland and the river, whatever the Wallamock,
oh,
or whatever
I've
the
been
hell,
there. Uh-huh.
And it just runs right through the middle of the city.
It's just right there.
It's
huh?
just it's just water. It's like almost
right.
a canal. It is
true.
Like a glorified
true.
Canal.
Right.
San Joaquin River.
Yeah, that's
natural.
Right. That's why we have
trees. Grass,
there's
beavers.
There's beavers in
beavers, deers. I've seen deer.
No,
I've seen deer within the Fresno city limits.
You know,
I've
there's mountain lions out there too.
Yep,
yeah.
There's mountain lions,
or bobcats. I don't know whatever. Yeah,
there's
they
bobcats too. Wow. All that shit.
Yeah,
bald
so
eagles.
Bald eagles.
Not
I hear
there are bald eagles at Woodward Park.
Yes, I've heard
yeah,
them. And
beat that.
Have you ever
that,
heard
Portland
a...
whatever random Portland park you want to name.
A
you got bald
eagle screech. Eagles, so... and
Reed, insert an eagle screech. Oh, no way, Reed's not there.
Eagles, when they screech, it's at a pitch that freezes their prey in its tracks.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And I believe it because every like I have heard it, and it makes my butt clench. I'm very
you're like,
afraid
woo.
That thing could.
I'm not moving.
There you go.
There was a hawk above our house earlier today.
Wow! Yeah,
in the middle of Fresno, there was
just
a hawk
circling around,
and there was a redwood behind us, and it was at the top of the, and it was
wow.
looking for you know mice or whatever,
yeah,
whatever hawks
look like. Chihuahuas.
Watch your chihuahuas, Fresno. This is a Fresno public service announcement. Please
watch
keep all chihuahuas inside,
indoors, because the hawks will.
Their
eat
hawks
them.
Are out.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is. I don't even know what we were, where we were, but
well, we're talking about Peeves.
We're moving
still
on.
Talking
from
about
that.
Fresno and Portland.
Yeah.
All right. Granville.
Oh, Granville.
That
we can't have one of these without talking Granville.
I don't know what to do with these guys. Granville,
yeah.
The Assemis,
right.
slash the Assemis.
Mm-hmm.
They
love them.
Love them, hate them.
Hate them.
They do all this cool stuff downtown.
Yeah.
All these great, like pretty much all of the whatever, the Mural Town.
Mural, yeah. Muralville.
Mural District, Muralville,
yeah.
Mural
whatever
Town.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Cultural
Arts District.
It's pretty much all the semis.
Yeah, they have done
GV Urban
the lion's share, you know, and even the stuff that isn't directly related. I think it's definitely been spawned by,
mm-hmm.
you know, the influx of people. So yes,
and this has been awesome for Fresno. This has been
I think
great.
So. Yeah,
like but the of all the Fresno things that you throw at downtown Fresno to try and revitalize or whatever, the best thing has been all these lofts. That
I
have,
think so.
And
yeah.
downtown Fresno.
I think starting with the Pearl Building.
The Pearl Building.
The
stadium is great, but like
right.
all these lofts, the stadium and all the lofts really are the best things that have happened to Downtown Fresno in the past 15 years, whatever you want to say.
Okay, yeah.
So you're like, oh, Granville, GV Urban, RCME is awesome.
Yeah.
But then here's where they make their money is by doing stuff on the outskirts of Fresno. Sprawlage.
Sprawl.
They contribute to the sprawlage as well.
Yep.
So it's just like this. I don't know what to do. So the two active, what are the two active things they got?
Right. They have two things going on right now that are, and one of them is maybe good. The other one I think is definitely sprawl. Well, they have three if you include the school, pharmacy school that they want to put up in Milton.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that before.
So the first one is the almond farm that they're wanting to put on what used to be the site of Running Horse.
Yeah, the golf course portion.
Right.
Is that
I don't really know.
Is it the golf course land? I'm not sure.
I don't really know. But they essentially bought up Running Horse because no one else would touch it.
Yeah.
And what they wanted to do with it, is turn it into a farm, essentially farmland, grow almonds. So they'll plant some almond trees. And then in, 10 or 15 years when the market has turned around and there is more of a need for housing in that part of the town, then they'll start building homes there once it's economically feasible.
Right.
That's fine, I suppose. Except for, in order to do it, they have to, readjust all of this coding, codes, to be able to have a industrial farm of that size on that. So they have to, rezone it, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, even at that, it's like, I can't really see any... The neighborhood, the people who live in the neighborhood are essentially upset because they're saying that a big industrial farm like that is going to cause, pollution and they're going to be spraying and all these things, et cetera, et cetera. I could, I guess, understand that. But it's farmland.
Right.
And having more farms is, I don't think, a bad thing.
It's a really
weird
thing.
If they wanted
to
put up, build a man-made lake, for
instance. Ooh.
Which is what they want to do at the second project. Yeah. So this is the...
So a little bit south of Shaw, off of Grantland, they want to build a whole... If you know Woodward Lakes or Venice Lakes... There are two in the city of Fresno, Venice Lakes and Woodward Lakes, these two developments. I don't know who did those. I think the Zinkins. I know the Zinkins probably did Venice Lakes because I know one of the Zinkins lives on Venice Lakes. But so this is master development around lakes.
Yeah.
Huge, a lot of houses, commercial space, everything.
And a man-made lake.
Yeah, a man-made lake.
That apparently they have secured the water rights and all that stuff to make it feasible. I don't know. But there was a really cool blog post that I saw just the other day that sort of...
A blog?
A blog.
You read blogs?
There are these things called blogs.
All right. I like that
they're
still out there.
Short for web blog. It's sort of like a online diary.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
Anyway.
I think we should all get into those.
And it broke down what... and it had these awesome little maps, like Google Maps, and it broke down what they were trying to do. And it really just looks like they're just building a lake in the middle of all this stuff, and it's going to break up traffic and all this other stuff. And they're... I think they went to the Planning Commission last week or maybe this week, and then it'll have to go to City Council. And I haven't seen anything about whether or not it was passed through the Planning Commission.
It's waiting.
It'll be interesting to see, the other part, and here's why it has to go to Planning Commission and the council. They have to annex that land to be part of Fresno.
Right. It's on the it's on the sphere of influence.
Right.
But it is not in the city limits.
And so they would have to
sprawl.
Yeah.
That equals sprawl.
Well,
folks.
And I mean, and I do think that it's when the mayor and the city is looking to looking at infill, looking to put people into these older neighborhoods that have are losing sort of the population. I think it doesn't make sense to have. I mean, from a developer standpoint, it always makes sense to go to the new land, right? Because they're developers,
it's just
right?
Easy.
That's what they do. They develop.
Yeah.
Land, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense, but from a city standpoint, I mean, I don't think that it's going to be good for Fresno if we're wanting to look inward, you know. So.
Yeah, and that
and the man-made lake. Come on,
we have enough.
We're in a desert.
Yeah,
like
enough
really,
water. We need water. For
the west side. The west side is
west side,
complaining about water.
They do not get enough water.
Right, and yet you're going to build a man-made lake.
Yeah,
I don't understand,
man.
And I'm sure they have all sorts of, you know, the water rights and whatever and can prove us
wrong. Oh,
they
have all the legal mumbo-jumbo. That doesn't really matter.
So,
but, yeah. It's, I don't know what to do with those guys.
And at the same time that all of this is happening, Granville also unveiled this week or last week the M Street Arts Complex.
See?
Which is
it's
GB Urban. In conjunction with a couple of local artists, they opened this really awesome arts complex, which is essentially, it's a lot like Broadway Studios or Chris Swanson's studio that's down there for a little further downtown, let's say. But it's upscale. Right, you know. So if you go to Broadway Studios or even Chris Warrington, probably more.
You're like, this is a crap hole.
Well,
I wish this was upscale.
No, but if you're an artist, like, you know, you're going to have to bring in a space heater in the winter and you're going to be sweating your off in the summer. And, you know, it's very, like, minimalist, whatever. But the M Street is really nice. I mean, they have gallery space as well as studio space. So you could potentially have a gallery with your, you know, studio space in the back. And it's going to be like a legitimate, nice, awesome gallery.
So could I bring like a hot chick back to there and they'd be like, oh, this is nice. And this has got heating and all that. And then like, you know, stuff gam. But if I went to Broadway Studios, she'd be like, this is a, no, I'm not into this.
Right.
I don't like you. I'm going to leave. You're like a starving artist guy.
I think that's,
That's, so that's
the
selling
difference.
Point?
Yeah.
It's like, you could bring a hot chick back here.
You could bring a...
You can bring a hot Northeast chip, Fresno chick back here.
Right. And
as opposed to a tower.
Right.
Like
tower or downtown
chick.
Or whatever. Wow. Yes. I mean, that's.
I'm just.
I think that's really what. You know.
I'm just trying to read between the lines.
It's a different.
Josh.
I think they're looking for a different demographic in terms of the people who will be renting the spaces. Professional artists that are at a different sort of level. Now, whether or not that market exists here, I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe.
But it's really nice. I mean, it looks...
I like that they think that maybe it
does. Oh, yeah. It's really nice. They're gonna try to have it open like 5 or 6 days a week, you know, general kind of normal business hours. And the idea is getting foot traffic through so people can actually see art. Like on, you know, so it's not just art hop night and weekend, you know, so that you can go down there on a whatever Tuesday, see some art.
Cool.
So, and it's from Granville. And
see,
and,
what do you do? Like, that's awesome.
And here's
and
the
then,
thing. Yeah and, yeah, and they really did a good job and of, I don't know, I think they did a good job of partnering up with these artists who sort of have lived... the art lifestyle in Fresno and are by virtue of their experience have an idea of what is needed
Yeah.
And so they just essentially, from what I gather, let these two artists just kind of, you know, decide what kind of space it was going to be, what you know, they needed to have, and let them run with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I think it's just the whole Granville, GV Urban, it's like, okay, it's like developers with a conscience. It's like, we're going to do developer stuff. We're going to do what developers do.
Right.
Okay? But we do feel a little guilty about it, so we will do some stuff downtown too.
Right.
But we got to do what we got to do because we got to make money.
Right.
It's like, I think that, like, I would say, like, Darius and Reza are probably, I think it's that kind of, I don't know, balances them out, maybe?
Yeah, I really don't know.
It's weird. It's no other city probably has that too either.
Maybe
you have like a family.
I think they
you
do.
Have one family, one developer, one family that has such a huge influence on the city right now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know there are several right now that are like the same, like the Zinkins, and I think there's even. I mean, the Bonadellis are quiet, but I think they're in different names now.
Right.
Because there's a the whole history of the Bonadelli.
Right. Well, I think, I don't know. I think Granville definitely has, they've been really smart about where, in my mind, of where they're going. I mean, I think it was a really smart idea to snatch up Running Horse when no one else was thinking about
it.
And then just be like,
it's huge.
Hey, you know what makes a shit ton of money? Almonds. Let's put almonds there.
And so, and what I think is going to happen is, and then sort of like forcing the city either to agree with rezoning it so that they can do this, or somehow kicking them back money so they could build housing, because they don't want it to sit empty any longer. Right.
It looks like hell.
Right.
I've been over there several times. It looks like crap.
Right. And so, you know, and Granville's in a great position because they can say, well, you're not letting us do what we want to do there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, you know what, so, I've always been a proponent of more, like, of more orchards growing within the city, whatever, around Fresno. So it's just like, this sounds awesome at first glance, but then you're like, the residents that are there in the Running Horse, the one block of Running Horse that got built, are like, wait,
because
I've been around this too, where there's spraying, there is a lot of spraying.
Yeah.
Like, if you could say, all right, we're going to have an organic almond orchard, I don't think there's anything you could say against that.
Right.
You would just, because it looks good. When you have a nice orchard up, it looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't really say something against that. But you have a point when you have a crop duster flying over your freaking neighborhood spraying.
Right.
You're like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked next to an orchard. Yeah. I've been, like, working next to an orchard in my job, and a guy working at the orchard in a full freaking hazmat suit comes out and goes, hey, man, you probably shouldn't be
doing...
Get out
of here,
You probably should leave. I'm like, why? Like, we just sprayed this orchard, and you shouldn't be here. I'm like, okay.
I remember I was at a friend's house once, and his family grew peaches, and they were organic, but their neighbors weren't. And the neighbor sprayed one time, and I really, like, I was out while it was happening, and I got sick. I was like, I felt like hell for however long, you know? It's
freaking intoxicated, dude.
It's bad. Well, and then they this thing happened. And I don't know. I don't think this was Granville at all. I think it was the city that they tied in urban farming with this thing that Granville wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So along with the Granville regulations, they set regulations for all urban farming, and a lot of the urban farmers were upset with the regulations that it was going to place on them, that they were a little too stringent for what they were trying to do.
Crazy.
So, anyway.
I don't know, man.
Farming in Fresno. I mean, it's good that we're talking about farming instead of parking lots and,
talk about.
You know,
yeah.
The next Walmart that's going
to
be built.
Give it up to that, at least.
Yeah.
Let's, I think it's time for a band of the episode.
Okay,
music break.
All right. And?
And what say you, Josh?
So, I think we should go with Patrick Contreras this
Patrick,
week,
man.
This time. And let me tell you why. He has a DVD coming out. He has a big show happening at Frank's Place. And, you know, Patrick's been doing it for a long time.
Yep.
Doing it and doing
and
it.
He's and he's a professional
doing
musician doing it in Fresno. The amazing talent Fresno has. And let's celebrate some Patrick Contreras. Good for Fresno music scene to have Patrick out there doing stuff.
Playing his violin or whatnot. Hype fiddle? Fiddle?
Violin. I don't think fiddle.
He doesn't play fiddle music?
Well, maybe you could call it a fiddle, but I think that's something what? Like you would say in the Appalachians. Right. That's a fiddle.
Well, so I always...
Hey, play some fiddle in that
fiddle there.
Hey.
Hey. You want to play it?
Antinous, you son of a bitch. Play some fiddle.
And then Patrick would entertain us.
Yeah.
By playing. Speaking of, and it has actually it doesn't relate at all to Patrick. Did you get to hear Blake Jones's his new harp theremin drum band? So they played at Fuse.
I saw that at Fuse.
They have a record, a recording
oh,
now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they recorded Black Sabbath slash
Yeah. That was awesome.
It's great. I'll let you listen to it. I have the MP3 somewhere.
Cool. Right. Hey, what, did you play it on the local show?
I did.
I heard a I heard some of it this week.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that, though.
Not this week. I think last week we played it. So. Okay. What else? What else is Fresno?
All right. Well, Fresno State Bulldogs.
Yes.
Fresno, the football team.
Yes.
Currently undefeated, knock
Man.
On wood.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
I got wood right
here. Yeah.
So they're undefeated.
Doing really well.
They're doing really
all
well.
Right, I don't know about football.
15th,
so
yeah.
Explain to me how
they're in the top 15 of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
There's, okay, there's a lot of Division 1A college football teams, approximately 100-something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fresno State's the number 15th, depending on what poll.
Right.
Let's just say they're number 15th in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
This is, they are the top ranking non-BCS team, which
okay.
is basically...
Right. So we're number one of the, like, of second...
The, like, we're the number one indie college team, all right, full of our team.
Right, okay.
You really could break it down to there's a mainstream college football and there's indie college football.
And we're, like, the number
Fresno
one...
Fresno State's the number one indie
we're
team
like
right now.
The hottest.
The,
okay.
All right. So... So the That's nation's like, you know, ESPN, the nation's kind of, we're like, the
everyone's looking
we're the
at
number
Fresno.
One underdog.
Okay.
We're the, it's,
oh,
if
that's
you're
going to
look for a college football underdog, we're number one.
I heard that Siri was all
oh,
about Fresno
yeah,
State
they
for
did
a while.
Do, like if you
you
ask
could
Siri,
ask Siri,
who was the
who's
underdog?
Who's your favorite college football team? She would say, I root for the underdog.
Yeah.
So I like Fresno State. Not anymore, though.
Oh, she moved on.
Yeah, I asked her. In fact, hold on. Let's see.
Let's ask Siri. Let's yeah, see. Please. Let's ask Siri live.
Let's see what I can do.
Famous.
If you can hear this here.
Oh, we can hear it.
Siri, what is your... What is... Not sure what you said. What is your favorite college football team? Okay, hold on. Siri, what is your favorite college football team?
I always like to root for the underdog. I guess that makes me a fan of Texas Tech, right?
Oh, fuck
right,
you,
Texas
Siri.
Tech. And then if I look at this, see, this is Texas Tech is 15. They're at 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
Fresno State is at 16, according to this, whatever I'm looking at, 8-0.
Yeah, Texas Tech isn't really an underdog either. Siri's not. She's been drinking.
Siri, you are dumb. Siri, you are dumb.
I would rather you didn't.
What?
Okay.
Siri, yeah, see? She just proved your point, dude.
Anyway.
So the nation of... Sport.
Yeah, sport.
As knows Fresno what's going on. So, as usual, this prompts some sort of article about Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times
mm-hmm.
did a big Fresno article about Fresno.
They did a Fresno article about
Fresno. Go ahead, Josh.
Fresno. So, the article, and to be fair, I have not read the article yet.
I'm not fully read it either.
I read Donald Monroe from the
Beehive
Fresno
post.
Beehive did a post, and he sort of broke it down for us. So I read that. But essentially, it plays off the idea that the Fresno State Bulldogs is an athletic team related to the university.
Yep.
It is also the Bulldogs, a gang. Of ruthless,
oh my gosh,
murderers. I don't
ruthless.
Know. Anyway, and so it looks at the idea. The story sort of looks at the dichotomy of a city where our athletic team does so well, and yet we're also have gangs. I mean,
Bulldogs. Yeah,
I don't really understand the story. It seems like the last time that the Bulldogs did well, either in football or maybe in baseball, or it could have been basketball at this point, there was a similar story, you know, like it just pops up that like, oh, there's a gang called the Bulldogs and also the Fresno State Bulldogs. And, you know,
we didn't vote on this as a city to like, let's name our gang the Bulldogs. The gang did that themselves because Fresno State was already there.
Right. And, you know, and really like. I haven't read the story, so I don't know, and I'll take the time probably tomorrow and read the story. But from Donald's take on it, and I trust him, it sounds a lot like the article makes, you know, Fresno out to be some kind of war zone where everyone's walking around with bulldog tattoos and shooting each other, and you know, and here's the truth about it. No. Like, if you're here...
And no, Superman not here.
You will see people with Bulldogs tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Face tattoos sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy who had a Bulldog. It was essentially the Fresno State logo, like Bulldog logo, on his chest. Looked really awesome. I mean, it looked cool. Like, it really was nice.
It was a diamond cast tattoo.
That dude got a good tattoo. And, you know, but he didn't get it because he was an athletic supporter, I'll tell you that. But, you know, I don't know. I think from the quotes that Donald posted, so that he posted a couple snippets from the article... It sounds a lot like this person, whoever it was, you know, Googled Fresno. She got the assignment, like...
Here, go to Fresno, do a story.
Well, you know, I understand from you know, the I understand where they're coming from with the story, which is like Fresno State, some sort of unknown...
Well, you're a reporter.
Unknown.
You get this where your boss says, hey, go do the story on this.
Well, it's not... I think they're probably sitting around and they're like, man, Fresno State is 8-0. Mm-hmm. Fresno's this weird place in the middle of California no one really knows about, but people talk about it quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What's Fresno? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's probably. And so someone does a Google search and it brings up online comments, and you know how those go.
Yeah. We don't fare
and
well.
So you read all this stuff about like, oh my God, and it probably makes Fresno seem like the worst place in the world.
Mm.
And then you go from there, you know, and then so then she comes out here, the reporter comes out here or makes some calls and starts talking to people, and that
goes to one Fresno, you know, comes out here for one Saturday.
One Saturday, hangs out, sees a game,
mm-hmm.
Thinks the stadium smells or whatever, because there's...
I smell livestock.
Livestock and dust and, you know, whatever. And I mean, that's truthfully what other people, you know, they come out. I think part of it has to do with like, you're, as a journalist, wanting to, to write a story that is good, that people want to read.
Right.
You know, so you have to find those elements.
Find something.
That are... you know,
sexy,
entertaining.
Or...
Yeah, sexy, you know. And so that's what it is. So people come out here, and regardless of how they see it, they're going to tend to gravitate towards the dirty, the, you know, it's dusty.
Yeah.
They're
not going to be like, oh, I had a fun time.
Right.
Fresno's awesome. See you later. Thanks, New York Times.
Right. And I mean, I'm sure that there is no doubt a gang called the Bulldogs.
I'm very aware,
you know,
that there is a gang called the Bulldogs.
I, you know, there are neighborhoods in town where I am sure that gang members bark at cops as they, you know, go down, or bark at other people.
Right.
I personally have not experienced this.
No.
You know, I've never seen it. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but
right.
I think for the majority of, you know, what's the population of Fresno?
500,000.
500,000. I'm going to say that a half of those or more don't have that experience of.
Yeah.
So if you're writing in the New York Times about you know, those kind of experiences, that's a little disingenuous to say.
Yeah.
And then there was a quote about the culture of Fresno, and, you know, it's like culture begins with kickoff time or whatever. And it's, whatever. You know, although, let me tell you, the other day I'm listening to KMJ.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I'm back
yeah,
on KMJ.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. You're back on KMJ. Big-ass KMJ.
So I'm listening to the Chris Daniels show.
Don't say Daniels.
No, it's not Chris. I know. Come on.
I just want to warn everyone. Don't say Daniels.
Yeah, it's not Daniels. It's Chris Daniels.
Come to your house.
And
punk you, Kevin Smith song.
He was talking about the heartbeat of downtown, or heartbeat of Fresno. Where's the heartbeat of Fresno?
He doesn't know.
And this is something that came up before, and I actually wrote a column about it, because when they were talking about building that skyscraper up north,
yep,
there were a lot of people who were saying, well, that's
happening.
You know, that's going to become the hub of Fresno.
North downtown. Downtown north.
That's where and it should be that way, because that's where the heartbeat of the town is.
Ooh.
So he was asking the question, where is, and I don't know how the question got started. Like, I don't know what the context,
because he's got 3 hours of radio to fill a day or whatever.
So what is the heartbeat of Fresno? And there were a lot of, you know, towers. Some people answered tower. There were a couple people downtown. A lot of people said North Fresno, you know, River Park in general. And at first, I was like, oh, you people.
You old people.
That's so wrong. But here's the thing. I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I really do think that that is correct. I think for a lot of people, the heart of Fresno is River Park. Now, I don't think they understand what that really means.
Right.
You know, like, I don't think that they understand that, like, what that means is you're, and maybe they do, actually. Maybe they do understand, and they just don't care. But you like chain restaurants.
Yep.
Big box stores.
Yep.
And the same shit that you would find in any city on the 99.
Any city, USA.
Right. And maybe that's what, you know, and I wanted to, and I should have called, I really should have called in, because I was really... I wanted to say, okay, if the
How are you not been on
I don't know.
That?
I don't know.
Damn it. Somebody involved with KMJ, would you get Josh on there?
I should just,
for God's sake.
I'm
sakes.
Just going to say, I should
He's
just
He's a
start.
Fucking beehive, come. He's on the bee. Get him. Jesus
I should just
Christ.
Call. I should just
get
call
Josh
in.
Get Josh on, KMJ.
I should just call in, because...
This is ridiculous.
I wanted to...
Enough, Fresno. Get Josh on KMJ.
I wanted to call in and just say... Okay, if we're saying that the heartbeat of, you know, Fresno is River Park, is there one cultural arts institution north of Shaw? Is there one live music nightclub north of Shaw? Is there one?
Forget about the border of Shaw.
Art gallery.
Forget about, like, get away from the border of Shaw. Like, yeah, you're right.
There's not. And
north,
so,
yeah, there
you
isn't.
Know, it's like anyone, yes, if all you want to do is go out to some generic club and dance to Top 40 music, well, right on, you know?
Yeah.
And get a DUI on your way home. Okay, perfect. But if you want to see live music, that's not up there.
I'm trying to, like...
If you want to see theater, that's not up there. If you want to go to an art gallery, that's not up there.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a legitimate restaurant, that's not up there.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think of something.
And
that
I mean,
is
hey, Ruth's
north
Chris
of Shaw
is great, but
it's very
you know.
Cheap. I'm trying to think of something north of Shaw, like
that has
beyond
any...
Shaw. Beyond Shaw.
Right.
Like, just let's not consider anything on
Shaw,
Shaw,
right? But let's say north. To the,
past
yeah.
that, north of Barstow. Like, I can't think of something that's, like, definitively Fresno.
Right.
The only thing I can think of that's even close is, like, say, the guy that started, like, Pismo's.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, Pismo's Yosemite
right.
Ranch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yosemite Ranch,
I could
Pismo's.
See that.
Those are Fresno restaurants that are big.
Right.
Like, those are nice restaurants that are Fresno.
Right.
But I'm not, and Tioga, or not Tioga. Sequoia has a Northeast Fresno brewery. Uh-huh. So there's like a couple things, restaurant style.
Sure.
There are a couple things.
All right.
But not what your point is, musically, culturally.
I don't think there's anything with any soul up there.
Right.
There's a lot of retail.
Yeah.
That's true. If I want to go shopping for something, like I want to buy some clothes or like whatever, a new car, like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And if that's what Fresno is, right? Like, if that's the heartbeat of Fresno is buying shit, well, come on. You know?
Fresno wins.
You know? That's really sad. And that's what I wanted to call in and say. And I didn't, and I apologize to Chris Daniel, because I would have, it probably would have made your show.
Come on.
Exciting.
Get Josh on there.
Anyway.
For God's sakes.
So, that's all I have to say about it.
Philip Teresi, are you listening?
Where was that even?
Just tell Philip Teresi to get
I'll
on
you.
I'll
just call
Phil,
in next
call
time.
Call Philip Teresi. Christiana doesn't know. Call Philip Teresi.
So what, was there any, I don't even know what,
that's it, man.
Where that
dude,
topic,
we fucking dominated,
where was
Fresno
that,
right now.
What did we even talk of, where did that
give
topic
give me an
start?
Hour of talking about Fresno that beats what we just did. You can't.
You can't do it. If we had people calling in, I think that would be...
Maybe. But whatever. Yet. I don't need to hear about... Yeah. I never go to downtown.
Oh,
I
so here was the
downtown
other thing.
Since 1974.
Here was the other thing I loved. So where's the heartbeat of Fresno, okay? Mm-hmm. They had people calling. Woodlake.
Woodlake?
Selma.
That's in Visalia.
Right. Selma. Kingsburg.
What the fuck?
I don't think there was one person that called in... At least in the time that I was listening, and I didn't listen to the whole show. That was from Fresno. It's like, come on. If you're going to ask about where is the heartbeat of Fresno,
no.
You should at least get someone from
filter
Fresno.
Filter your calls, for right. God's sakes.
Anyway. But I appreciated the show because it really got me thinking.
Yeah. I'm thinking Fresno now.
Right. Well, that maybe does it, huh?
Time for the plug.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up.
I just want to say right now, Reed is busy in school.
Yeah.
He's very busy. He's
living.
Very busy guy.
Yeah.
So he's not been able to engineer the past couple episodes. He won't be able to engineer for a while.
Right.
So I just want to give that a heads up. If you're flowing with phrase, flowing with famous long-time listener, Reed's not like...
And you notice something's a little
you're
weird.
You're like, why doesn't it sound, why does it sound like a rock? Crap. It's because Reed's not there.
But go listen to Reed's stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that Reed does.
Reed has a podcast.
Sweet Sea.
Well, yeah, that's his... it's his.
Well, but everything's there, isn't it?
He does every... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So you could go there.
Sweet Sea Records?
Records, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out everything that he does.
Toxic Twins Hour.
He's the podcast. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And but just want to say that... You're like, it sounds like, what's going on with Reed? Why does it sound like crap? He's not doing
right,
it.
Right.
But he'll be back one day.
Yeah, we'll rope him in.
And I saw Jera on Twitter.
Oh.
Jera's out there.
Jera.
Malcolm's out there doing his thing.
Right.
The OG Flowing with Famous crew is
they
out there.
They still exist.
They're still out there.
They're not dead yet.
One day, we'll have
get them all back in.
What words
for a battle royale.
What about Brian Zira? Where do you think Brian Zira's at?
Chicago.
The one Fresno Flowing with Famous guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Chicago. He's
I
about.
Really don't know. We'll have to check him now.
Yeah. Didn't Will Albritton do some engineering?
I believe, Will did. He's hanging out there
in Florida.
Florida.
So there you go. There's an update on all the Flowing with Famous characters.
Put that up online. All right, so plug it up. Go. You plug Reed. What else?
Dorktown. Also, little network of podcasts.
All the
Dorktown podcast.
Right.
Flowing with Famous Flowing podcast with Famous. And the Perfect Pour podcast.
Are you thinking about another?
I would love to do more, but there's just the time.
What would be the one that you would want to do?
Well, I want I need a vehicle for producer Becky. I'm trying to figure that out.
To talk about what is she like a like what
something,
is mom podcast?
She could do it.
Would she love podcast. To talk about mom
but there's so
stuff?
Many mom podcasts.
Yeah.
I would love to do something with producer Becky. Michael Banty would like to do a Weird Fresno podcast. I would like to do that.
That would be great.
I don't know how that would.
Let's put it on there.
That.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. Just podcast is cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for supporting me.
Well, I think I would love to see a Weird Fresno podcast.
Yeah. So. Oh, that would be would be good. I just don't have time.
I know. So
Michael would just do it all on his own.
Yeah, and just send him over to you.
I would just send him to me, and I'd do that.
There you go, Michael. Now you have it all set up. That's all you have to do. MP3.
Yep.
Or MP4? You would prefer?
No, MP3 is better.
Really?
MP4 is, I think, more video.
I have no idea about anything. MP3. It's confusing.
Yeah,
WAV files. AIF.
So yeah. DorktownPodcast.com.
All right, perfect.
At the Fresnan on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Flowing With Pod on
Flowing With Pod. Yeah, Flowing With Pod. At Flowing With Pod.
At Flowing With Pod on Twitter. And there you go. That's enough.
Great. Great. Well, I will plug the Fresno Beehive, obviously, where I do my blogging. The Fresno Bee, which is my day job, where I write about all sorts of musical happenings.
Look at the 7 on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up the actual paper and do it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
You can go online. That's fine.
Yeah, I do that too.
We count it all the same these days.
I really like the online bee that I can...
That looks just like the paper.
Like, I like that I'm looking at just like the paper.
It's the paper, but online. Yeah, lots of people, I think, like that. I think it's great, too. So, both of those, and then I'll plug my band, It'll Grow Back. We have a couple shows coming up next Friday the 15th. We'll be playing at the Babylon. It's a free show.
Babylon.
With Item 9. They're a reggae band.
What?
They're newish.
Playing with a reggae?
Newish reggae. They're like, you know, reggae punk band.
Punk,
you know,
reggae?
Like, you know, they're one of those bands. Like a... probably in line with, you know, what's that band? Sublime, like that kind of style, you know, like that more. Yeah.
Oh, Long Beach reggae.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. So we're playing with that, and then I believe we're playing a pre-Halloween show at Frank's Place. This is a Love the Captive Johnny Q thing with Aesop and Macondo, Some Kind of Wonderful, Us, a couple other bands I can't think of right now, so... So we have a couple things coming up, but you can always just check us out on Facebook and then...
It'll grow back.
Yeah. We're out there.
All right.
So that's what I'm plugging.
All right. Yay.
All right. I guess that's it.
Yeah,
I mean,
tell people about Fun With Famous, man.
Right. Go ahead.
It's only been around for 10 freaking years.
1,000 episodes.
1,000 episodes.
I can't believe this is our 1,000th episode.
Podcast 1,000 episodes. Yeah, that's right.
That is wow. Has any other podcast done 1,000 episodes?
Yeah, no.
So there you go.
One day we'll get a B article about it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think that's happening. Anyway, there it is. Glory with Famous. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Fresno.
5, 4, 3, 2.